fixes plumbing problems in a flash, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
Back this morning. Thanks for tuning in to Rosie on the House. This month, we're on the topic of water. And we've gotten through the Colorado River. We've gotten through the CAP. We've gotten through the ground pumping. We've gotten through the city treatment plants. And now we're delivering the water right to your house. Chris, Linda, if I want a Stampede Plumbing certified water system throughout my house, what's involved?
Well, one of the things involved is tankless water heaters. Those are great. That's one thing that you can buy that would make a wife very happy. That with a recirc pump. They have endless hot water, and they get it right away. That's something that we promote a lot, and I know Linda here enjoys the one she has on her house.
I love it. It's like going from dial-up internet to high-speed internet.
Yeah.
You would never want to go back.
Really?
It really is a great feature to upgrade. You never run out of hot water. You're never worried about who's taking a shower, if the washing machine's on, if the dishwasher's on. Everyone, if it's sized correctly, everybody has enough water and you have the right heat.
Now, in a big house, do you need more than one or do you circ pump it?
What's a big house to you, Rosie?
A big house to me would be over 4,000 square feet, 4,500 square feet.
Maybe not. I mean, it depends on how many people live in. If you've got, say, four teenagers and you got company a lot, you might need more than one. Or you can also put them in sequence, too. You can put two together.
You can.
Yeah.
I used to just tell my kids to shower together.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why they're all close.
You know, Rosie, our manager wanted to save money on his heating bill, and he ran out of hot water all the time. Well, he solved the problem of running out of hot water, but he didn't save any money because the kids then took like 45-minute showers.
Oh, boy.
That's where that device you have back there, the water-using app, just shut it off.
Yeah, you can just shut it off.
I must have a leak. Shut it off. Oh, I thought you fell asleep. I was trying to save your life. I thought you might have drowned.
That's
and
right.
Not only do you have to buy this product separately now water heater manufacturers are starting to come with leak locators in their water heaters automatic shutoff valves that also have apps that you can control and watch from your phone.
Now, technology is unbelievable.
Now, with this Stampede Plumbing certified home, we're going to have a tankless water heater. Does it matter if it's electric or gas?
No, although
you get good results out of both?
Good right. results out of both if they're sized properly and you have the correct amount of power. Electric sometimes can be a struggle to fit in a home if the home's too big.
And once I have this tankless heater mounted, will the tankless manufacturer insist that I soften the water first?
They're going to insist that water is under a certain hardness, which I believe is probably going to be like a 6 or 7 hardness, which is, for Arizona, you're going to need a softener or some sort of treatment. You can also do a non-softener treatment on them as well.
So we're going to treat the water. And y'all are currently treating water
with the Brita?
With the Brita equipment. The whole house treatment.
Whole house Brita Pro. Correct.
See, people are thinking it's just, you're going to give us all pictures for all of our laboratory faucets?
Yeah. It's a little different mindset change, but yes, now it's a whole house water treatment system.
Whole house water treatment system through the Brita equipment. We're going to funnel that through a tankless water heater.
Right.
Then you get to your low flow fixtures.
But people think when they go tankless, it's instant everywhere.
That's right.
Let's educate them a little bit on that. Just because it's tankless doesn't mean the bathroom at the far end of the house.
No, the hot water still has to travel through that pipe, and you have to flush out all the cold water, and then the hot water shows up.
They equate tankless water heater with instant water heater.
Right, and that's something we really do well. We educate our homeowner before they make that decision, but there's also an option to add the component that will bring that hot water faster.
And so, I'm trying to picture that. So you've got the thermocoupler at the far end of the house. You've got the tankless flash heater heating the water up in the system, satisfying that thermocoupler. And every time that thermocoupler requests warmer water, the tankless just fires back up.
Yeah.
Am I reading that right?
It just circulates the hot water back through a cold water line back to the water heater.
So it's on for like 30 seconds.
It doesn't take very long. Yeah. And then when that shuts off, when the valve shuts off in the far end, the pump stops running.
So then you really do have instant tankless hot water.
That's right.
That's the Stampede Plumbing certified
way
to do it.
That's right.
Okay. Now, whose circulation pump do y'all like?
You know, we use the Navien tankless, and they come with their own.
Oh, okay.
Or we also like the Grundfos tankless if it's separate.
Okay.
All right. Or the Grundfos tank pumps.
That's a name we used to say a lot.
Yes,
before
I
the
remember
tankless
that.
Came out.
Exactly.
When the recirculating pumps got big, and
right.
everyone figured out that, you know, here's one more way. Not only can I save water, but if you're in a hurry in the morning and you
you're
turn
not
on the
standing
shower,
there at the shower
forever,
waiting.
Right.
That's right. And then we had the Metlin pump. You know, we had
and then we had
different choices.
To learn to print. Put the timers on it yeah. so that it didn't run all day and
it's
run up
been...
the electric bill.
We're going back into history.
All right. Now, if a homeowner is interested in having their home assessed to accomplish this Stampede Plumbing, Rosie on the House certified whole house plumbing checkup, how would they get a hold of y'all?
Give us a call at 480-812-1855. And we have our CSRs available today. Give us a call and we'd be happy to set up an appointment.
And your area of service, because we're broadcasting statewide.
That's right. Our area of service is in the Phoenix Metro Valley.
Okay. And y'all mentioned that you're exclusive Brita equipment distributor through Pinal County. Are y'all
yes,
servicing Pinal County?
If we have a homeowner in need, yes, we are.
Yeah, we go all the way out to Florence and
okay.
Gold
yes.
Canyon, yes.
All right, very good. So when someone has one of those old 5-gallon flush toilets, they're generally scared to change it for what they've heard the low-flow toilets don't do.
Well, and that's because when they first came out,
they
were designed pretty bad, and they got a bad reputation. But they have really done very well. Almost every manufacturer now makes a low-flush toilet that does flush pretty darn good.
We have customers that tell us all the time, we are so happy we made the change. Wish we had done that a year or two ago. Everything comes brand new. The all the jets are clean underneath the rim. There's just
yeah.
really, it's like upgrading your refrigerator or your microwave. It really is a nice, pleasant item to have is to upgrade your toilet. And we also have the wonderful bidet seats that fit right on them. And those have been a really popular item. Even when they move, they call us and say, I want to take my bidet seat. I don't want to travel. I don't want to move without it. So that is also something that we offer.
Well, very cool. Now, is there a particular brand of that you like?
We really like the Toto.
Yeah?
The washlet seats, they have
well, it only
quite a few
go,
options.
It won't only go to a Toto toilet. It's,
no.
It's mountable to any toilet.
To any toilet, right. Yeah, once somebody has that toilet, they just love it. It's great for families. It's great for kids. It's cleanliness. Many, many people will call us and say, oh, my gosh, I want two more. My neighbor doesn't stop coming over. Everyone loves my toilet seat.
Yeah, that's special.
It is.
My daughter actually came home one day and had to go so bad because she would refuse to use the neighbors that had that. She
We've heard of
that.
I've
never seen anything like
yes,
that.
Yes, I'm was afraid
like,
to use it.
Yes, I don't know what to do. So that technology can kind of make it a hands-free system, and especially with the automation and faucets now. A lot of commercial buildings you go into, you've got the faucet, you put your hands under and you wait. Are y'all getting any of that in the home?
We are. People really are enjoying that. They like the convenience of not touching it or just touching it, turning it on and off. It's good when you're cooking. It's good also in the bathrooms because of cleanliness and germs and things like that when you're not having to touch it. There is more maintenance involved with those because there's more parts. There's other things like that. So, again, we give our customers those options. More and more liking those than not.
I don't know why I never thought about it for the kitchen sink. Maybe just because all I've ever seen them in is commercial restrooms.
Right.
But yeah, whenever I'm putting, you know, I got the chicken I'm holding with one hand and very intentionally not touching the other
exactly.
one. So I don't have two hands of chicken turning
it's
the faucet on.
It's hard to
on,
go back.
If you do, you got to use your elbow.
Right. Once you've had one in the kitchen and you're cleaning and stuff like that, it really is hard to ever go back to one that you would use with your handle. Because you just get used to waving your hand or tapping it and keeping everything clean.
Now, is there electrical that has to get run to the sink for that?
Yes, there is. There's usually electric underneath there, so a lot of times that would already
work. Just plug into the same outlet the disposal is plugged into.
Right. And usually they are cat-free. So what that means is cat can cross underneath it. A lot of people will say, what happens if my cat walks underneath my faucet? And yes, a lot of those are already set up for the cat's not going to run your faucet.
Well, that's good. Cat-free, hands-free. Now, can you tell it I want 60% cold and 40% warm when you stick your hand under? How do you control the hot, cold?
There's a handle, so you set that handle.
That and set that to the temperature you want.
You can always keep that handle right at the temperature you want, and then every time you turn it on and off, it's at that temperature. And then you can make it hotter if you want it or not.
We've talked about water treatment equipment. We've talked about tankless water heaters. We've talked about low-flow devices. We've talked about leak detection devices. Other than replacing appliances, some people in the valley could have their water heater out all summer long and not know it.
That's right. All of a sudden, they think that it just now broke when all of a sudden our temperatures go down to 60 in the morning.
Yeah. Talk about water heater maintenance, because it seems to me they always go out when the cold weather comes in.
It does. We're putting a lot more stress on it. All summer long, the weather's already been hot. The water heater's kept it hot by the weather on the outside. Now, all of a sudden, those components have to wake up and start working and try to keep that hot water hot for you 24/7 in case you want to turn on that faucet. So maintenance is really the name of the game with hot water heaters. We want to make sure that these different parts inside the water heaters are tested and properly replaced, because before all of a sudden two or three parts go out, you've got a much bigger bill and a lot more repairs. If we can catch them when you have one part out, your water heater is going to maintain itself much better.
Regular maintenance of the water heater would include a flushing.
Yes. And we would prefer with a full-size port valve, three-quarter valve, because that way the other ones, the opening's like the size of a pencil.
Right. And so do you, when you replace a water heater, do you equip it that way?
Yes, we do.
For future?
Okay. Yes.
So, and it seems like to me, if I were in the water treatment business and I was called to a house to flush a water heater, I would just put a nylon sock on the end of the hose. And once the water heater was dry, I'd show them all the junk that came out of that water heater, and you'd be able to move them right into a full home water treatment system.
Yeah, because you're showering in that. So it's, when you look at that, it's not very pleasant.
And the vision just stays with you because you know your dishes are being washed in it, your clothes are being washed in it. We take out our dishes and we think all that is clean, and it is. But start with clean hot water really does help.
Linda and Chris Stanfield of Stampede Plumbing, Rosie certified plumbers for the last 15 years. I want to appreciate y'all for all the great feedback we get from all the hundreds of customers y'all have taken care of over the years. If someone's listening, would like to reach out to your office and schedule any kind of plumbing or water treatment service, how would they reach y'all?
Our phone number, 480-812-1855, or you can go through our website at stampedeplumbing.com. And we make it easy. We make appointments flexible around your needs. We want to make sure that we meet every one of your needs. Not everybody is the same for what they need for their plumbing system.
Thanks a million. Appreciate y'all being in this morning.
Thank you.